Welcome back to my channel. In this video, I explain how to convert an existing click-and-drop item in the Student Learning Space, SLS, into a newer interactive format using the ACP Interactive Generator. Although both versions serve the same purpose, the newer interface provides a smoother user experience that I highly recommend implementing. When viewing the original component in Student Preview, users must click between items rather than drag and drop them. This makes the interaction less intuitive, as students have to switch between the upper and lower sections repeatedly. In contrast, the new ACP-generated interactive allows users to drag items directly into place, making the process more fluid and user-friendly, especially when viewed in full screen. To create this improved interactive, start by examining the original activity you wish to replace. Then, go to the SLS Prompt Generator, a website that I created, and input your design task. For example, you might specify that the activity involves sorting countable and uncountable nouns in English. Select the appropriate subject and level settings. The key step is crafting a clear and specific prompt. You need to describe exactly what you want the interactive to include. For instance, examples of countable and uncountable nouns and how they should be categorized. Once the prompt is ready, click Generate. After that, copy the generated prompt within your clipboard and return to SLS in edit mode. Insert a new text component, paste the prompt into the interactive generator, and click Create. Within a few minutes, the ACP generator will produce the interactive. At this stage, it is advisable to test the activity. You can interact with it, add items, and verify that the responses are correctly categorized. The generated output should closely match your original intent, and data analytics, a feature that I have been advocating for, will also be available for review. If there are inaccuracies, for example, if certain words are incorrectly classified, you can refine your prompt and regenerate the interactive. Overall, this approach offers a more effective and user-friendly alternative to the older click-based component. Let me know what you think in the comments below and see you in the next one.